back here for the second hour of the Midnight Rider. During the break, my able producer, Thomas. It is Thomas tonight, right? I think so, yes. Yes. I get you and John confused on the nights, man. He's not here. But he was telling me about an air-compressed car that runs on compressed air. Free air conditioning from the exhaust. I mean, there are things out there, technologies that are out there, so it takes $2.50 to fill up the tank of air. And it'll go a long way, plus an engine that'll run on basically any fuel. If it burns, it'll run on it. And it'll reload the air tank for you. Biodiesel. As a matter of fact, there was a guy in France got in trouble because he was running biodiesel. He was taking old vegetable oil and running his vehicle. And the government in France got upset at him because, he wasn't paying a fuel tax. So, they're going after him for taxes because the guy's trying to be friendly to the environment and running on something he's got spare of. Or what he was going and recycling from restaurants and the like. So they don't want you to have this technology. They don't want you to use it. I mean, if that was the case, if they wanted these technologies out, we would have had them out. I mean, I remember, what about all those little videos and little documentaries talking about what life would be like in the 21st century that came out in the 50s and 60s and how our life was going to be such a life of leisure and that, we'd have robots doing this for us and doing all that. None of that ever came about. None of it. We're still sitting here with the exact same basic infrastructure that we had 100 years ago. Our roads are crumbling. Our bridges are crumbling. Water systems are crumbling. There's a friend of ours a couple of miles away from me. They had one of their pipes collapse. And the homes here in Oklahoma are built mainly on slabs. Come to find out, this house is only 25 years old. They used clay pipe. Clay pipe. For the most part, that went out years ago. And the clay pipe collapsed. And so the guy is sitting here with a huge mess, a huge bill. Insurance may or may not pay for it, depending on where the break is at. So this guy's going to go in and bust up his slab and try to find the leak where it collapsed at and have it replaced. You had this this big, what is it, theaircar.com. Cool. That's where that car is at. Yeah, this is the steam pipe in New York City. Over 80 years old, blows. I mean, we're just teetering on disaster here. And our electrical infrastructure is just ready to fall apart. I mean, just the least little thing can cause it to come crashing down. And people don't know how to get along without the electricity. Although when the electricity goes out, man, there's always a relief you feel. Have you ever noticed when the power goes out for some reason, the stress comes off of you from that 60-cycle hum that feeds the electric lines? And then when it comes back on, there's instantly that stress back. But our infrastructure is just teetering on disaster. And they'd rather spend money on wars in Iraq than taking care of the infrastructure. But then again, an article I came across today said that public-private partnerships ought to be the way that states go to improve their roads. Oh, yes. Sell off more of the sovereignty, the country. I see now. See, it all starts to fit after a while, does it not? Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people will feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
And you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
I will never promise to. I will never follow you. I will never bother you.
Never say a word again. I will crawl away for good.
I will move away from here. You won't be afraid of fear. Nothing was put into this. And always knew it would come to this. Things have never been so swell. I have never found so well.
Hey! Back here on the program, The Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. A couple other guests that tomorrow night or Wednesday night should be on the program is going to be Aldo Marquis and Craig Ranke of CIT, the Citizen Investigation Team. They did a movie called The Pentagon, and they interview eyewitnesses on the morning of 9/11. Regarding what happened at the Pentagon. And I've got to tell you, the whole thing with the Pentagon and 9/11, every time you think you've got a question answered, 10 more arise. And that is just one of those, you know, Alex Jones calls it a honeypot, and I don't know if he's not right. Because it just seems like in every piece of the investigation you come up with something that you think you might have something concrete. Well, it just raises more and more questions. It is just that, and hopefully they'll be on either tomorrow night or Wednesday night on the program. Let's go back to the telephone. John in New York, you're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome to the program.
Yes, you're talking about some of my favorite subjects tonight. How are you
cool.
doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. The energy thing, we should be all in our flying cars by now, the way things are going. I was digging through my basement. I was looking through old Popular Science and magazines and how they were predicting the future. Well, we haven't got any of the future that I can see.
Oddly enough, John, I saw a news clip over the weekend of a flying car. It was uses those fans. You remember the Canadians had produced a flying flying type. It was like a flying saucer.
Right.
With the fans in it, and then they brought it down here to the United States, and then just disappeared.
Right.
Somebody has built a flying car very similar to that. It'll get like 9 feet off the air and go 50 miles an hour. And I saw the initial test of it with where they brought news media out and everything. Now, it didn't go very far because they had it attached to a crane.
Right.
In case something happened. But, yeah, I was really surprised to see it. But, yeah, I would always at this point in time, we'd be flying around like, you know, like the Jetsons. And, you know, Rosie'd be the maid. And we'd tell her what we wanted when we walked in the door.
The other thing is there's been so many people that have come up with high mileage vehicles, and you look at the circumstances around their death, it's always suspicious, or the majority of them, that is, have short-term lives. None of them live to be very old, and so it's kind of funny. That's not funny, but I mean it's strange.
Right. Yeah, all the way he slipped on a rail, fell 10 stories. We don't know why it happened.
I watched a good video about a gentleman that made a car that went from one coast to another coast on water, and only thing coming out of the exhaust was some kind of purified water coming out of the exhaust, and they had an awards banquet with him. He was working with NASA and stuff. He had a government awards banquet, and he ran out of the awards banquet screaming, "I've been poisoned," and was found dead the next day from food poisoning or some kind of poison.
Was that Stan Meyer?
I believe it might have been.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't remember. I watched so many of the different videos I get confused. I worked at NASA a long time ago, and back in the 70s, I was watching a black and white video that they showed us how they had anti-gravity developed, and they had things, they turned on a switch, and everything on the table just flew up into the air.
Right.
From that. So, you know, if they had that black and white video in the 50s, it makes you wonder what they have now. Some of the other things on the horizon, if you're looking for businesses to get into, it seems like the only businesses that are doing good in America anymore, again, is the prison system, the security things where you get people's mugs on cameras and things
right.
like that. And if with this new money coming down the Amaro, you know, it's almost like you have to go in a back alley to buy your untagged chicken and meat from
no
people.
No doubt.
You know,
yeah.
Used to be you go in a city and you see a guy with a bunch of watches. Hey, buddy, you want to buy a watch? Now it's going to be like, you want to buy a piece of meat? I got
steaks and jacket here, pal.
Yeah.
I got T-bone here and a ribeye. Which one you want? Other side, we got pork chops. What do you want?
I don't want the one that's USADA tagged because we know that's probably got hoof and mouth. They probably tested it on it from the Brits.
Right, no doubt. As a matter of fact, we're in the process now of trying to buy into a cow.
Really?
Where a lot of people, what they'll do is that they'll split the cost of raising the animal, and then you get a certain portion out based on your investment. And one of the other things that we do, too, is we'll go to some of the butchers, and we'll see if they've had an animal that they've slaughtered that nobody comes and picks up.
Mm.
And sometimes you'll end up with a deer, or you'll end up with something else, but usually the meat's really, really good.
Around here, hunting season, you see people speeding up on their cars for a fresh kill on the road, you know. They're trying
right.
to run stuff down and get it that way. But, no, when you got to go out and it's getting to be the meat all belongs to the king. You have to get permits from the king to go get his fish,
right.
get his deer.
Yeah.
And they're setting us up for just what they did to the Russians when they had that food, when Stalin put in that food program where they had tons and tons of grain and all that stuff, but he starved millions of people out, and that's what's going to happen to us.
Undoubtedly. I mean, and now the food supply becomes even more tenuous. There's now another issue with botulism and green beans.
Right. And when you don't have a lot of jobs for people, and you know your jobs are going down in your country, what do you want to do? You want to start a war to get rid of the young rebel rousers out of the area so they're not in the country raising hell or making babies. And then you start killing off the other people with stuff on the food, short
right.
food supply. You bring on some kind of bird flu and things like that, so people that are in the military can't even come home.
Right.
So you just, you know, so it just, it's all like a pincer movement. We're all getting hit from so many different ways. So if you're not self-sufficient, you're going to be hosed. And if your neighbors aren't, your neighborhood's only as strong as your neighbor is. And it's
right.
you're all a chain link. The thing I might look into, I'm looking at this going back to steam. Because you can burn anything in a steam engine and make heat. You got a byproduct of heat for heating things. You got the
right.
byproduct of heat for making the air conditioning if you need that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're winter climate, you can run pipes underneath the driveway and you know, flip a valve and burn off the snow so you don't have snow removal if you get old and you can't shovel anymore.
Right.
You can start your gardens earlier because you got heat pipes underneath your cold frames and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the way to go because you can make all sorts of electricity from that.
Right.
So, you know, it just seems like there's a, more things can be put into that. You know, and
yeah.
Mike Brown makes a 20-horse steam engine now, right now. He's tooling up.
No kidding.
Yeah, he also made the alcohol, how to distill alcohol books and stuff. It's called Mike Brown. One of your co-hosts on this, I think, Saturday or Sunday show.
John Moore, yeah.
Yes, he talks about him a lot. And that looks like a neat little setup to get into because the only thing that might be close to that, of course, it's costly, would be butane or that LP gas.
Right.
Because you can store that forever. Not for,
right.
for a long, long time. But any other storage thing, you have problems with corn storage for your corn burners because you got rats and mice want to attack it, or dampness in your pellet stoves or in your other things. So that looks like the only other alternative is a gas generator as far as LP gas kind of stuff.
It's kind of amazing what's old is new again.
Yeah. And they're going to push us back anyway to riding bicycles. I've been looking at these little gasoline four-cycle, two-cycle kits to put on your bicycle.
Sure, yeah.
The tool around on, so.
Then well, you have a dandy little moped. But, yeah, John, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, there are just so many different ways that you could look at it. I know Ken Solar has got, that solar generator for, $1,200, which is pretty cool. And man, I've been thinking about having him on because he deals a lot in self-reliance. And about you not living on the grid at all, period, end of story. So that'd be a good guest to have on. John in Georgia, welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to make a couple points. Just so you know that the U.S. Patent Office has hidden over 3,000 alternative fuel patents. They bury them as soon as people apply for them, saying, oh, national defense or whatever it might be. So there are over 3,000 patents regarding fuels and alternative fuels, motors, you name it, that are buried that we cannot have access to. And some of them you can't even mention the patent numbers. The inventors can't, or they'll get put in jail. And there are, right now, what I'm doing right now is I live off the grid just about. I'm almost there. And I moved out of the city, got a place. We have actually one of Ken's solars. I started with one of his. Generators, and they're doing some experimentation and stuff. I bought some flexible solar panels they have now. So they're like highly durable. You can coat your roof, your car, you name it, with flexible solar panels. So they're not glass anymore. A lot more durable. And
wow.
We use a boiler, and you can use a boiler with an electric pump. You have the electric pump hooked up to a battery and a solar, you know, with a solar panel. So the pump will move the water through the pipes, and you can have we have a chicken coop, a greenhouse, and soon to be our house, all running off a pump system with a boiler, which you can boil or burn whatever kind of fuel, wood. We have corn and cotton fields around here. You can use the cotton stalks, the corn stalks, the cob. You don't even have to use necessarily the corn as the fuel. You can use just about anything you want to burn. And whatchamacallit, the great thing about it is once you can go to, like, golf courses, and they recycle their golf carts and golf cart batteries and all that.
Right.
And you can daisy chain about 36 batteries, golf cart batteries together and run your household off it. And,
yeah,
you know, we have a 3,000 square foot house just about, and that's what we're planning to do with it. So,
wow, that's very cool.
Yeah,
that's
really
cool.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to do it. It's just a matter of, you know, and it's not very expensive. You could run yourself, like, we have wireless internet through a satellite. The only thing right now we're getting off the grid is the power, and that's the last thing we have to pull off of. And
wow.
You can do it for like $7,000-$8,000. And you amortize that over 5, 6, 7 years, and pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's next to nothing. John, appreciate your call.
Sure.
Then grab a...
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
You know, I was thinking during the break, you know, in the case of the steam engine for generating electrical power, so basically you're doing the same thing the power company is doing, just on a smaller scale. Because they generate electrical power with these huge steam turbines that are fueled by coal usually, or oil. In some cases, nuclear power, but essentially it's the same. Just a matter of scale, and then what you're able to do. There's this is in Charles Smith up in Missouri. I think that's his name. I know he's been on John's program a number of times. And we're basically, he just with no skills at all went up and built a big house. And he just went solar. I mean, he's totally off the grid. He's got a generator. And I think it costs him like $5 a year to run it. He's got a big, he's got wood heat. And I guess it's essentially like a big, huge pit. That basically he keeps going all the time. He heats his water and everything. It's huge. You know, so I, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat in all of this. I guess it all just comes down to, you know, how ingenious you want to be, how much time you want to invest in it. I mean, we've been looking at, different types of home construction, from geodesic domes, which you can actually get into fairly cheaply. I think a basic dome was, what, like 17 grand.
For the big one.
And that's not with all the little add-ons and doodads and stuff, and it's not finished. Of course, you got to go in and finish it out, and that's up to you what you do with it. But then I've even looked at, Ed Brown had told me in a conversation I'd had with him off air once about these insulated concrete forms, and how you don't need a lot of heat in the winter. You need no air conditioning in the summer for the most part. And they're totally energy efficient. And then the Dennis Weaver home, is it, I guess in Colorado, was it in Colorado? Was that the, yeah, made full of recycled tires, and then just poured they poured concrete around it. And you know, so there are ways to do this, even rammed earth. There are houses in Oklahoma, kind of an experimental thing where they're built with bales of hay. There's ways that you can do this. And you can, you know, you can get yourself off the grid as well. I've seen books that, you know, show you how you can do solar for just next to nothing. And, you know, if you've got this solar generator from Ken Solar, you know, $1,200, shoot, that's cheap. Get you 4 or 5 of those going. Man, you're cooking. And I think John from Georgia had said it was $7,000 or $8,000. You're done. And you split that up, you know, that cost, you know, take that out over 5 or 6 years and it's next to nothing. But you're saving money and you're no longer dependent on the powers that be and whether or not they want to give you power or not. The only thing is, though, you know, is you can't go around letting everybody know what you got. I mean, if you're well prepared, you're well stocked up, you can't let everybody, you know, and their dog know what you've got because they're going to come get it. But the first John in New York made a good point that, you know, it's in your neighbors and knowing your neighbors and who they are and making sure they're self-sufficient, too. And, you know, that's tough in this day and age because most people don't really even know their neighbors. That's a tough thing. Bill in Idaho, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on the program.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, really enjoy your broadcasting. Certainly everybody
Thank
on
you.
Republic does a yeoman's job. You've got the Johnny Rabbit, Rush Limbaugh thing going here.
Johnny Rabbit, huh?
Uh-oh.
I haven't heard that name. I haven't heard Johnny Rabbit, that name, in many, many years.
Generations, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That real strong punch to it in that, but the content is excellent.
Thank you.
I just, you know, it strikes me that while we're observing these criminals suppressing technology transfer, that actually, in point of fact, every one of those patents that young gentleman mentioned that had been suppressed via the patent office, they've sold off to the Chinese or given away to the Chinese and others, started before Reagan, are actually U.S. government property, United
Right.
States of America property.
Right.
They were developed off of the agricultural land grant. As far back through the agricultural land grant college system of this country with the Emergency Agricultural Readjustment Act of pre-1933. So we are dealing with criminals that are demonstrating criminal behavior at all levels.
Bill, hold your thought there. I'll let you finish up after the break. Bottom of the hour here, final half hour of the Midnight Rider from Monday night. Don't go anywhere on number 800-313-9443 here on the Republic.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The
because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Talk of flag. I talk of revolution. You'd much rather brag. And if the decibel does disenchanting discourse.
If you want to join us on the program here tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we're talking with Bill in Idaho. We've been talking about how a number of these patents have been stifled and sold away. Bill, go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, it just goes to the discussion that we should observe history a little bit closer, especially the younger people. I mean, I don't care how great a whiz-bang, Stirling heat engine augmentation system, or how great the solar panel system is. They're the last one on 20 blocks that's left. If you look back into the history, These Sabbatean Nazis don't care how much you invested in your survival, especially considering you were able to set that resource aside in an agricultural area because it was the proletariat, if not the war between the farmers and Russia, that ultimately developed a full-blown revolution. I would invest the resources and the knowledge in a balanced fashion that predicates that we win. All the preparation in the world will make no difference to your posterity whatsoever unless a constitutional republic is returned to this nation after having been lied to and stolen from by the, deception, by way of
right.
deception.
Well, I think I agree with that, Bill, but I think, you know, being prepared buys you time. Time to stay out of the grid. And the thing is, you're right, if you're in a city area, after your food supply runs out, how do you grow food? Because it's going to be noticed, you're right. Unless you're out in an area, you're out in the country, you're out in the sticks or the weeds or wherever, where, you know, somebody seeing corn growing or something on somebody's land is not going to be that noticed where it would be in, you know, in an urban area. You're right. That's going to be difficult for somebody to do that.
As unlawful as any commercial event is presently or will be in the future, and considering the criminal nature of these individuals, I suggest that everybody who is preparing their way would prepare to win emotionally, psychologically, and physically,
yeah.
And that is survival ultimately. But the strategy has to be that there are the Republic broadcasting networks any more than the micros. And if repeat of history occurs, as it did in Kalispell, Montana, and a lot of good Christians produced a satellite downlink FM 99-watt FCC-compliant, totally resource for the community that darn near rubbed Rush Limbaugh and the American Broadcasters Association Lutheran off the radio map, and not one person would open their mouth and or support that little group in Kalispell, Montana,
right.
And then presently still have Larry Chisholm sitting in a West Virginia jail after Alex and Pastor Strawcutter were so strong to have it done, and other valiant veterans of foreign wars, including Gulf War I, sitting in jail over it presently. It's pretty tragic to raise another generation to believe that they're going to survive on a Stirling heat engine. I would suggest, if they're really serious, if you had had the opportunity to listen to the discussion on the Spokane mind control station with Furman the German, Nazi that he is, whining and whimpering over coals, raking the entire city and tax base of that area in the valley of Spokane through a cesspit of litigation and stealing out of the public coffers, and then having a federal attorney on from the Eastern District whining and whimpering and asking people not to even think about RICO. I would get the law group together, and I would make sure that all these programs are very well recorded and everybody's documentation is available, and sue them publicly to educate the rest of these numbnuts that they wake up and smell the coffee, because nobody's going to make it out of this game, and it is a game, unless or if everybody makes it out of the game. Older as well as the younger and the unborn. And those stories never get carried on any other discussion radio in this republic unless it's on Republic Broadcasting or Genesis or whatever, but the people that have worked and given their life and their effort and are presently sitting in jail, their names aren't even known. They're not even recognized. And it's tragic that it's getting ready to happen all over again because the psychiatry and the psychology of the game is rigged to just survive. The founders said that you were not to survive, you were to thrive.
Right. All right. Well, Bill, I appreciate your call.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. And look, failure is not an option in all of this. But at the same time, I think, you know, that you have to make some preparations for if something does happen. I mean, I think that's just common sense. You know, that if nothing else, you know, what happens if you get a storm come through, knock your power out for a while? What are you going to do? You know, we've had that here. I mean, in Oklahoma, we had people without power for months after an ice storm rolled through here about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was devastating. We couldn't find a generator, couldn't find nothing. These people were living without water and did so for months. Because, I mean, you had entire grids down across the state because the ice was so bad. And what did they do when they went back to rebuild them? They did them exactly the way they did them before. Above ground, instead of digging a hole and a trench and laying them underground where this wouldn't happen again. But they just put it right back up the exact same way. So, well, it'll fail again. But I think to some degree you have to take some steps. And if nothing else, look too, you know, if you get off the grid, look, you're saving yourself money. It's more money in your pocket. Gives you the ability to do more with what you have. I mean, it's not just about survival, it's about being frugal and about, you know, keeping what you have. I mean, I'm not excited about giving my money away to somebody just because they're the only game in town. But there's options to me. Available to me, why not? I mean, I normally don't go buy retail. I'll either, you know, shop around for it online on a place like eBay, or I'll look around town here. And if I see a good deal, I'll go grab it. But I'm patient. We don't get into one of those things where we gotta have it now. You know, we pick up deals all the time. And, you know, you're always running to people that need money. They've got furniture and television stuff that they got to get rid of. And you can buy them for next to nothing. And that's just, you just come across those deals as you go along and you're frugal with your money and you can do a lot. I'm sitting here in a studio right now, that's fully equipped. I can do anything I want to do in it. And all total value of all the equipment, probably about $500-$600. That's it. So I was frugal with it. The computer that carries my voice right now is 7 years old. And the rest of them are, well, for the most part, are older. But it's because, you know, I'll recycle parts. And when something breaks, I fix it. You know, there are ways to do it and to save yourself money so that you're not... you know, you're not putting out to where you don't have anything. That's how my dad did it, how my granddad did it. I mean, that's just how people do it. So I think, you know, Bill's right from the standpoint that we have to play this to win, and I agree because failure is not an option. But I think at the same time, you know, taking some preparations and getting yourself ready to survive, if need be, I think it's a good idea. I mean, look, I mean... What if you're without a job, you can't get work, you can't get any money coming in, how are you going to feed your family? It's a question that has to be asked. So, I mean, if you can lay up stores now, then, you know, the more power to you. One of the things I noticed talking with people who had been through the Great Depression, but a lot of these old guys would tell me, I'll never be caught flat-footed again. And most of them, you know, wouldn't keep their money in banks. I mean, I know this guy that he died probably 5 or 6 years ago in his 80s. And this guy wore his old work uniforms, been retired 15 years, had wore his old work uniforms every day, Then to find out the guy was worth millions. He had been socketed away in his mattress. One in the bank was in his mattress. And they had literally millions of dollars he was sleeping on every night. Because they were afraid of banks. And so they kept the money by him. They canned their food, and they always were making sure that they had a good supply in every year. And the elderly, I went and tilled a garden. I remember my grandmother when I was about 8, 9 years old. I guess this was about 75. My family and the family of my uncle moved behind my mom, my grandmother. And jobs were hard to find in this area of Missouri that we were in. And this old Jersey milk cow and a couple of cows my grandmother slaughtered and her garden fed all of us. And I'm not talking about for a couple of weeks. I'm talking about for months. Fed us every one, and we ate good. So there are ways of being prepared and, getting yourself away from this. We're buying our produce from local farmers. There's little local farmers markets that are showing up. We head down to one every Saturday, maybe hit two. And we get our produce from them, other than, things like lettuce and stuff that doesn't grow here. But for the bulk of it, that's what we get. Because we know this is the same stuff they're eating. And you can ask them what they put in, and they're happy to tell you. And so that's what we do. I mean, look, you have options. And the option that you have is, do you let yourself be drawn into the system where you're totally at their mercy, or do you try to make room for yourself to have some room to wiggle and be able to make decisions? I think that's a key thing. I think it's a big thing. Because look, this has all been set up to fail. It's all been set up to tank. And us with it. Open border, you've got illegals pouring in just right and left. Hundreds of billions of dollars being spent on a war that doesn't need to be fought. Oil going up to $100 a barrel. Alternative energy patents and products. Are not allowed and are shelved. Or they're bought up and disappear. Or the inventor disappears and dies. Don't you see a pattern start to emerge? We've got a stock market that is starting its way down. The Great Depression, folks, took them about 2 years before it really started to kick in. They had rallies on the stock market that went up and down. It wasn't just a big crash and boom, all Hades broke loose. It was a process, and it's going to be no different. We've got to hold this up. They've got to make it last a little bit longer. We can't do anything until the economy here is tanked. And it's coming. I mean, you're going to have people out on the street with their home loans that are being foreclosed on. This is going to get bad. And it's what you decide to do about it. Do we take this back? We take our country back, or do we sit back and just let it happen? One of the things I implored my afternoon show audience today is, if you're not telling people about what you're listening to, folks, start telling them. Get them listening to RBN. Get them listening to the programs so they can hear the truth, so they can make good decisions about what to do for them and their families. The more people that we got that know what's going on, the better off we're going to be. Because they can make decisions. People know that something's wrong. More and more people are becoming disgruntled. We can feel it. Can't put their finger on it yet. They're trying. There's too many distractions for them. Paris and Lindsay and American Idol. They're trying to figure it out. And we need to be there to help them. To give them that next little clue, that next little piece of the puzzle that finally brings it all together. And you don't have to hit them just over the head and say, I know something you don't. You do it from love, because you care about them. Because you want to see them make it through. like Bill said, we all got to make it through together. If just one or two of us make it through, then that's not freedom. That's not liberty. The restoration of our country is going to take many of us to make this happen. It's not an effort for just one or two people. It's an effort for millions of us to undertake. It's a big effort. It's a daunting effort. And I think we've done a pretty good job, but we've got more to do. And our time is short, and we've got to get busy. I've only been at this 2 years. No one wants, I woke up during Hurricane Katrina, and a year on the air. And folks, and I see this daily as I go through this information on a daily basis. Folks, it's accelerating. What's going on is accelerating. I mean, you've got, essentially the Congress gave the president the power to snoop on you. And it's law. I mean, they were already doing it anyway, but now he's got a legal right to do it. And then he's going to come back and ask for more.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Something happened in here.
All right, final segment here on the broadcast tonight. I mentioned this earlier. New botulism warning for green beans is from Reuters. Consumers should not eat certain brands of French cut green beans because of concerns they could be tainted with a toxin that contains botulism. U.S. health officials warned on Friday. The green beans are manufactured by Lakeside Foods Incorporated of Manitowoc, Wisconsin, packaged in 14.5-ounce cans, the FDA said. The FDA says the beans may not have been processed adequately to eliminate the potential for botulinum toxin, which can cause a life-threatening illness. The canned green beans may cause botulism if consumed. The FDA is providing the warning to make consumers aware of the possible risk of serious illness from eating these products. Lakeside Foods said they're going to voluntarily recall 15,000 cases of the green beans. And it looks like the brands here that are affected, Albertsons, Happy Harvest, Best Choice, Food Club, Bogopa, Value Time, Hill Country Fair, H-E-B, Laura Lynn, Kroger, No Name, North Pride, Shop and Save, Shoppers Value, Schnucks. That's what I want, some Schnucks beans. Cub Foods, Deerbergs, Flavor Right, IGA, Best Choice, and Thrifty Made. The warning applies to cans with the following codes. EAA 5247, 5257, 5267, 5277, EAB 5247, 5257, ECA 5207, 5217, 5227, 5297, ECB 5217, 5227, and 5307.
We've got Albertson's green beans in our pantry.
Not for long. Consumers who have the product should dispose of them immediately, the FDA said. Botulism symptoms include dizziness, double vision, difficulty in breathing, and abdominal problems. People with those symptoms who may have eaten the recalled green beans should seek immediate medical attention, the FDA says. So, I mean, look, the food supply is in danger, too. I mean, you know, it's you can't even trust it. Anywhere, you know, illegal aliens who were working on lettuce, they were told by members of La Raza to defecate on the lettuce to make people sick from E. coli. Same thing with the spinach. You've got hoof and mouth disease that got unleashed in England because a U.S. pharmaceutical company was running like a bird flu drill, and the hoof and mouth disease got out, and now it's starting to affect a couple of farms around there. And now the farmers, they're not buying it. They know exactly where it came from. So nothing in our food supply is safe. I mean, you know, you're feeding cows to cows. Well, cow's not designed to eat meat. Thus you get the mad cow disease. They can't digest it. I mean, they've had them eating their own dung, cardboard, all kinds of stuff that they can do. To try to create a cheap feed so they can maximize the products. And if you've been to a feedlot and you see these cows that are laying, just there's no grass, there's no nothing. They're all just packed in there together. I'm talking now about growing chickens with no legs. Same thing with cattle. No legs, folks.
Yeah.
Well, that way they don't have to walk. They don't have to do anything. They just lay there, and they grow them, and they get bigger. And